I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, communication is a wild ride, right? It can be exhilarating, frustrating, confusing, and everything in between. But guess what? Mastering effective communication isn't some mystical superpower reserved for the chosen few. It's a skill we can all learn and hone just like any other. And trust me, it makes a world of difference when it comes to building stronger relationships, fostering genuine trust, and cultivating empathy. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into some seriously powerful communication strategies that will level up your connections and make you feel more understood than ever before. First things first. Active listening is non-negotiable. I mean, how often do we find ourselves just waiting for our turn to speak instead of truly hearing what the other person is saying? Ever felt like you're in a conversation where nobody's really listening? It's frustrating, right? Active listening means paying full attention, making eye contact, asking clarifying questions, and reflecting back on what you hear to ensure you are on the same page. Think of it as giving someone your undivided focus a precious gift in our ever-distracting world. Next up, let's talk about I statements. You know those phrases that start with "you always" or "you never"? Yeah, those can be a recipe for disaster. They often come across as accusatory and put the other person on the defensive. Instead, try using I statements to express your feelings and needs directly. For example, instead of saying "you're making me feel stressed," try saying "I feel stressed when I have too many tasks piled up." This shift in language takes ownership of your emotions while avoiding blame, making it easier for the other person to understand and respond constructively. Speaking of understanding, empathy is key. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. Would you dismiss their feelings or offer support? That's the essence of empathy, showing genuine care and understanding for others. Ask yourself, what might this person be feeling right now? What could have led them to this situation? Putting yourself in their shoes can help you navigate conversations with more compassion and create deeper connections. Now let's talk about being mindful of your nonverbal cues. Think about it, our body language speaks volumes. A firm handshake, a genuine smile, and direct eye contact can all communicate confidence and openness. Conversely, crossed arms or avoiding eye contact can signal disinterest or defensiveness. Being aware of your posture, facial expressions, and tone of voice can significantly enhance your communication and make you appear more approachable and trustworthy. Finally, remember that honest and open communication is a two-way street. It takes courage to express your thoughts and feelings authentically, but it's essential for building strong relationships based on trust and mutual respect. Don't be afraid to share your perspective, ask for what you need, and listen attentively when others speak. Let me tell you about a time when I learned this the hard way. I was arguing with my best friend over something pretty trivial. We were both stressed and hadn't communicated clearly. We ended up saying some hurtful things, and it took weeks to mend the friendship. Looking back, I realized that using these statements had only fueled the fire. If I had focused on expressing my own feelings with I statements and truly listened to her perspective, we could have resolved the issue much sooner. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. Effective communication is an ongoing journey, not a destination. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, active listening, I statements, empathy, mindful body language, and open dialogue, these are the pillars of powerful communication that can transform your relationships and enrich your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you'll try implementing in your conversations today? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep those connections thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.